Hey, Josh, it's all yours.
Fantastic. Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us today. My name is Josh Millar, and I work with the IBIS Group. We help loan originators meet productive realtors in their local market. If you'd like to partner with experienced full-time real estate agents, go to www.theibisnet.com, click on the join link, and fill out the short, no-obligation form. We'll then contact you to help determine if our service is a good fit for you. In January, we launched a new service, our professional networking suite, which offers your own mortgage blog updated daily by our staff of professional writers, monthly e-newsletter ready to send to your contact list, social media set up on the 8 major sites, including profiles on the industry sites, ActiveRain and Trulia, and search engine optimization of your business website. Our new website will go live in about 2 weeks. In the interim, if you'd like more information and samples from the networking suite, send an email to networkingsuite, S-U-I-T-E, at theibisnet.com. We're offering the first month free for new subscribers, and we offer a 50% discount on the realtor introduction service if you use our networking suite. Joining us today is the coach, Bill Sparkman. Bill has coached, trained, and motivated thousands of loan originators and real estate agents nationwide. He has been developing champions in the mortgage and real estate industry since 1987. His nuts and bolts, real-world approach to increasing performance will move you to the next level. Bill's sales and marketing ideas are up to date, fresh, and proven to be successful in creating results now. Today, we'll learn how to make a fortune using automated marketing. Good morning, Bill.
Well, hi, Josh, and welcome to everybody. Thanks for joining our business building session today. And right off the bat, thanks to Josh Millar and the IBIS Group, as always, for sponsoring today's event. It's going to be a good one, I'll tell you that right up front. Not like the others aren't, but anyway, I'm glad you joined today. You had a lot of choices this morning or this afternoon, wherever you're calling from, and it's an honor to have you with us. I will be addressing that exact topic of using automated marketing to make a fortune in today's market. The disclaimer will be the word fortune. I know that some of the loan officers that I'm coaching today nationwide, closing one loan could be a fortune. So you'll determine what that means for you. I'm going to really focus on the robotic marketing using automated lead generating systems that you can at least consider and see which would fit your model of your business. I'll be talking about some of my favorites that are actually generating the highest return without spending a fortune or spending all your time trying to learn some new miracle system. Does that make sense? So these are automated lead generating systems, but again, they're going to be ones that are going to be affordable. Number one, easy to get started with, and bottom line, profitable to your business. I think that we could all stand a little bit more of that, right? Affordable, easy, and profitable. So that will be the spotlight that I'll shine on these concepts today. So the objective is the same as always. A little bit different. I'm going to give you the tangible tools for you to consider, but I also want to stretch your mind a bit. I want to get some out-of-the-box thinking going here. This is a new market, a new time, a new industry, a new day. So I want to talk about some things for some of you that are on the call today. May be the first time that you've heard this information. For others, it may be the 100th time you've heard it for the first time in the way that I explained it. So let's put it that way. So these tools also can really lend themselves to helping create predictable income, which was, I think, the topic of our last session. And I think being able to forecast your future income today has never been more important in our business. So these concepts and strategies will help that same purpose. And also, I want to see if I can't move you to action. Does that make sense? Not just a bunch of more ideas you can write down. Yeah, that's a nice idea. But actually, put it in such a way that you will see that this is something that you can get involved with your business, again, affordably, easy, and adding the level of profitability. So it's not just to get you excited about some new ideas. I don't think that's what we ever try to produce out of our short time together. It's actually to see if we can't get some of these ideas executed on your end. Well, first of all, just a quick word about automated marketing. I want to start off by saying, and for those of you that know me, you know that for me, this isn't the end all to growing your business, number one. What I'm going to offer you today is a few more tools to put in your shed. Does that make sense? I'm not trying to replace active marketing and some of the other arenas that we've really looked into on how to grow your business. Now, for some, the internet has replaced the unskilled face-to-face salesperson. But at the same time, it's created opportunities for others. I hope that made a little bit more sense than the way it came out. For some that haven't been able to upgrade their face-to-face selling skills, have really looked into how to use the internet and automated marketing systems just to make up for their lack of skill. That's not what this is about. I think that you've got to find that balance between both. This is going to be all about passive inbound, multiple passive inbound lead strategies. But I'm not saying that we should then eliminate active marketing. I think that there's a balance there. The three areas of your business today, I think, that do need to be airtight, again, from last session, was lead generation, lead conversion, and client retention. So today, we're going to look more at the lead generation for this conversation. But again, don't eliminate that kissing babies and shaking hands. I think that maybe there's where that balance comes in between high tech and high touch. For some, the automation that's available today has created isolation in their business. That's not where I'm trying to get to. So that's sort of the automated marketing. This is going to be another tool in your shed, something that you can add to what you're doing. It's always about enhancement with me. I'm not trying to have you eliminate and replace my idea with what you're doing, unless it's not working, by the way. Given for the next short period of time on this call, I'll be your coach. I would say, again, those things that you're doing that aren't working, just stop doing them. We've got to continually do more of what's working and a little bit less of what's not. I'm going to give you right off the bat an update. This wasn't, I think it does tie in and fit in with today's topic, but a quick update, one update and one new tool that you can use that ties in with today's topic. There's something that's come back into the marketplace. Again, it's been about a year and a half. Trigger leads started a while ago, and they were hot, and then they kind of went away. And I don't know how you're noticing, but I'm noticing that the automated trigger leads are coming back and getting popular again. How do I know? It's from people like you that I'm coaching at the seminars I'm doing that's saying, man, every time I take a loan application, it seems like the borrower is getting four or five other loan companies calling them. Well, what that said is the trigger leads are coming back into popularity again. Now, what that means for you, and this conversation isn't about buying trigger leads, it's about protecting your income. And I think that that's where it starts, but just understanding that the repositories are bulking up these trigger leads. I mean, they're selling them to every bank. They're selling them. So again, they're really purchase trigger leads, and they're selling the refinance purchase leads. So just know that when you take an application, this is a conversation that you're going to have with the borrower right up front. Number one, that once you pull their credit, there's a likelihood that they're going to start getting solicitations from other mortgage companies. Let them know that right off the bat. And I would tell them how they get those solicitations. It's not because you didn't sell their information, but clearly letting them know up front. Now, where it fits in here is you got to get these people to opt out of that trigger lead sales concept. It's like the no-call list. So the website for that is optoutprescreen.com, opt, like opt, O-P-T, out, O-U-T, prescreen.com. Every borrower, every application you take, I would suggest go to optoutprescreen.com and get them out right off the bat before it's too late. Now, it does take 5 days or so, 3 to 5 days to get them out, but at least, again, in the world of automation, in the world of lead generation through automation. This is something that we've got to be aware of. I'm not a big fan of it, but for you and I take anybody that you have. You could actually do it for your borrower. If you went to optoutprescreen.com, you could opt him out of that yourself. So number one, there's an update for you along the lines of automation. Any of the websites that I give you today, because most of you know I share everything. There's no secrets with me. Anything that I know, you'll know. So any of the websites that I bring up, because you already know I talk pretty fast, I will be giving all these websites, and there'll be some really good ones as we go along this morning. I'm going to give them to Josh, and you'll be able to contact Josh, and he'll be able to give you any of these that seem important to you. The second tool that I'm finding a pretty good use for today, along the lines again of automation and technology, is a service called SlyDial. And it's like a SlyDial, SlyDial, SlyDial.com. Here's the benefit of what this does. There are some people that you and I both know that you need to get a message to, but you don't want to talk to them. True? I mean, think about it. I got to get them this message, give them a quick update, but if I got them on the phone, they're going to go on forever, and I'm going to have to resell them and reclose them again. So what SlyDial allows you to do is it allows you to connect directly with somebody's voicemail without their phone ringing. Is that cool or what? All right. You can with SlyDial, and again, it's free. You know me, king of cheap. SlyDial.com. It allows you to leave a message for somebody, but you don't have to. But their phone doesn't ring. It goes directly to their voicemail box. You get 90 seconds to leave a message. The one caveat: it only works with mobile phones. You could call from a landline, but it'll only work with a mobile phone. But keep that one in mind because, again, there's just some people. This is almost like a time saver. This would be an automated system that can also save you a little bit of time. But it allows you to make a contact with somebody, and I think that's key today. That, boy, sorry, just make sure that when you leave those messages, hey, sorry, I missed you, but here's a quick update that I wanted to leave for you. So SlyDial.com, it fits in with today's topic. It is an automated system. It's something that's price effective. It's kind of like voicemail broadcasting, right, but on a smaller scale. When you're using the voicemail broadcast electronic systems, you're sending that to maybe closed clients, referral partners, your realtors, and it's just another way to leave a message with somebody without having to speak to them. So just another one for you. There's your update. There's one new tool. And now let's get to some of the low-cost, high-return automated strategies, and I'm going to give you the ones that I feel that are working today. This isn't, hey, 3 years ago we tried some of this stuff. I know that the ones that are working because the companies that I do seminars for, the loan officers and loan originators and realtors that I coach, they're real willing to tell me what's working and not when I bring up these, when we start creating the strategies. So, again, these are not only the right price, they're market sensitive. And I think that is something that we can all use today more of, and that's strategies that are market sensitive to today. How much of this stuff that I see over the internet, just like you, webinars and this thing and the next, it's just recycled strategies from years ago. And again, that's not good enough for today. So market sensitive. I want to start with what I call streaming audio technology. And I think that another way to say that would be online voice marketing. Maybe that's a better way to say it. I like online voice marketing. And I'll give you some reasons why, but then I'm going to show you some ways that you can use this to increase your conversion rate, number one, of visitors to your website. Does that make sense? That would be one of the reasons. Why do you like online voice marketing? Because it increases the conversion rate of the people that visit my website. And by the way, I am a customer of this also. I'm not just a trainer. I use this product, and I can guarantee you the audio streaming technology that I use on my website definitely increases the conversion rate of those that visit my site and actually take action. Does that? So what I'm saying, it's not just simply branding. Is that, I'm not much of a branding person. I want more business just like you. So the online voice marketing does create that. And there's just such a fierce competition today. For websites just alone, there's 37 million websites, 50,000 new websites every month. I want to drive people to mine. First of all, it's my store. So, but the competition, obviously, to get them there, number one, to keep them there, number two, and then actually have them do something that moves them into action that could help create a sale and turns your website then into a lead generation mechanism rather than just advertising or branding. Anyway, you get the concept there. Now, I do think that you should have your own personal website, even if your company has one. Think about that. For a lot of the company websites, you get lost. Does that make it's too crowded? Remember, the purpose of a company's website, whether it's Coldwell Banker or it's pick a lender, the purpose of that site is to promote the company, not necessarily you, but I know. And a lot of them have meet our staff and a big picture of you if you can find it. So I do advocate having your own. For one reason, they're free. If you could have your own free website, why not? I mean, and there's some really nice free websites that you can get. And remember this, that free websites mean the website's free. There's still a hosting fee that goes along with that, but one of the ones that I like, Alamode.com, their hosting fee is like $6, and they got a really nice looking website. So there's first of all the purpose. Now I want to show you some ways to keep them on there longer and turn those visitors into sales. Now, sales for me and sales for you, that word is a little bit different. I sell products, I sell coaching, I sell seminars. You sell mortgages right off the bat, or you sell real estate. But still, I want to show you how to turn that site into a talking website. I call it the talking website lead machine rather than just my website, please visit. Anyway, the human voice has the power, I say, to influence action, has the power to motivate someone. It has the power to persuade your website visitors into listening to a sales message or some kind of a free offer versus reading about one. I'll say that again because it didn't, again, come out right. Your human voice has a higher, it really can influence people to take action or listen to your sales message, whatever that might be, because it really creates an emotional response marketing. All right, you might want to write that down, emotional response marketing. I can do that with my voice more than I can by click here on my website and read my story about why this is such a good product or whatever it might be. So that's one of the reasons I like the audio streaming and the voice marketing on the website to begin with. It just has there's a power there that I can't get from the written word. Now, here's some of the ways that you can use that. First of all, it can be as simple as an audio greeting. Think of it this way. This is your store. Somebody just walked in your store, and if you had a freestanding brick-and-mortar store, you would probably greet them, or, I mean, Walmart has a greeter. I mean, come on. You would at least welcome them. Hey, thanks for stopping in today. My name's Bill. Take a look around. Anyway, so right off the bat, I would say if you don't have an audio greeting on your website, first of all, come on. This is your store. Start with that to begin with. Welcome somebody. My website has just now, by the way, you might be thinking, hey, isn't video better? Hang on. All right, let's just start with audio. Let's start with the simple. Hi, this is Bill Sparkman, the coach. Thanks for visiting my website. Man, it's a great day. Thanks for being here. Just something to start with. Now, second of all, you can also leave an audio call to action. Does that make sense? Now, before leaving my store today, my website, be sure to click and get your free report on, and then fill in the blanks. Top 10 reasons why this is a great time to buy a home. The top 10 reasons of why loans get denied with excellent credit and 20% down. Something, again, where it says it gives them a call to action. See, now your website isn't just a branding thing. You're actually moving somebody to actually take a next step. Be sure to get my free ebook. Click on ebook and you'll get my free ebook. And the key word there is free, free report, free ebook. I've got to give them enough. Remember, I got to give them enough opportunities to take action. And by the way, before leaving today, get your free DVD, get your free CD on whatever it might be. So once again, I think the opportunity shifts to lead generation once you give somebody the opportunity to take action. So first, just a welcome. Hey, thanks for stopping by my website today. Thanks for visiting. And by the way, before you leave, please take advantage of my free report by clicking here, and you know what it is just from there. The beauty of that, by the way, is what you're doing is you're creating your own opt-in mailing list as well, right? You know they've got to fill out their little name and email, so they've now opted in. One of the buttons, by the way, that we're having probably as much traffic go to as anything today is one that just says click here, and it says tell me what my neighbor sold his home for. That's a great one, by the way. Where is there more confusion today and all this stuff going on, foreclosures, short sales, values? I mean, it's everywhere. So just that one alone. Now, you might think, well, wait, I'm not a realtor. Why? How am I going to get that information? You'll figure that part out, okay? There are so many ways to get that, everything from home gain to this one to Zillow to everything else. The key is it gives them another opportunity to stay a little longer on your site, to take advantage of something that you've offered for free, and now you've created an opt-in mailing list to start your autoresponder drip marketing to. Okay, so it has a lot. It offers a lot just in those two really quick little things that you can add without free e-report. That's free. If you haven't got one yet, come on, Google ebook and just write one of those, and you'll be all set. Second of all, audio testimonials. I mean, most all websites that I see every day, it says click here for a testimonial. Well, everybody's probably written the same letter for their client. And I mean, let's see. But I just say that it's much more powerful if someone goes to your website and it says click testimonials, and there's an audio testimonial from Bob and Mary Smith. And again, I give them a toll-free number. Somebody that says, Bill, thank you. You did a great job. Man, we closed on time. We really love our house, and you're the best. Now I say, by the way, if I give you a toll-free number, could you just say that? I got a little hotline. Could you just say that same thing? And within seconds, it's uploaded to your website within seconds. Now, all right, think of the shift you've just made. Other than a little typed, you are the best, and thank you very much. Now it's actually Bob and Mary. Click over here, another one. Hey, this is the Williams. Way to go. Thanks a lot, Josh. You are the best. Anyway, you get the concept. But again, simple, automated, and it turns your website. We're starting to put muscle in this thing now rather than just an advertisement. We're using it on the we're creating audio about us. Every website I see says, oh, about us. And there's that little paragraph on all that little short story. Well, why don't you just say it? Hey, thanks for it. Let me tell you real quick about us, about me. And again, very short, but the power of your voice rather than the written word. We're using audio on our Q&A, frequently asked questions. There's a short audio sales message. I use that myself. Take a look at my new product before you leave. Yours could be, click here for your free free credit report, a free mortgage review, but make, again, a sales offer as well. So with this audio technology first on your website, and then second, we're using it for we're using audio postcards, we're using audio attached to, and I really like Josh's new, this networking suite. It's got so many opportunities just for that. We're using the talking, adding audio to emails, and talking emails is another. I mean, how many emails do you send every day, week? What if it had a voice on there instead of just a text email? That's just another part of it. Now, by the way, be very compliant with your anti-spam laws if you're using the emailing. I found a new service just recently. I send about 7,000 emails a week. And now for those of you that send emails, you know that some automatically go into the spam folders of the people that you send them to. Well, a lot of times that happens because the message that you send has a word or words in it that might send it automatically into somebody's spam file. So what I'm doing now, the messages that I send, and it's usually a short one paragraph, I call it the e-tip of the week. If you're not getting my e-coaching tip of the week, just go to my website. It's free, and every Friday I send you an e-tip for that particular week, a coaching tip. But the key is I run those messages through now something called MailingCheck.com. And what MailingCheck.com does is it looks at my email, and it just says, you know, it tells me, uh-oh, you shouldn't use that word. There's a word. It just knows the words that actually take that message into the Venus flytrap or whatever it is. So, again, if you're using email marketing, and I get a report on mine. I know how many people open the email out of the 7,000 I send. And I found I've been able to upgrade that by just running my message through. And it's free. By the way, it's a free service. Just mailingcheck.com. Send your message there, and they'll tell you automated if there's a word there you might want to replace. So I think that. Now think about co-branding, what we're talking about with your realtors. Whether it's a newsletter, whether it's with, there's lots of ways to use this technology that we've talked about already. Now, all of the above, including audio postcards, and being that I'm frugal, I like audio postcards. There's no postage. I could send 1,000 of those for the same price. But everything that I've mentioned on here so far, from the greeting to the call to action, audio testimonials, the audio about us, questions and answers, sales message, audio postcards, attaching to email, everything so far I get from one vendor. One vendor, and I think that that makes it worthwhile to look anyway. And there's many, and I shouldn't say many, I don't know many. I think that this above could be something to actually also help create the realtor unbreakable alliance that I'm looking for. But I use the one vendor only because it's the right price and it's user-friendly. I'm not a technical, I'm not. But with this, it's pretty simple. I use Audio Generator, and I know there's plenty of other ones out there. AWeber has a great one, but the key is I want it simple, easy, affordable, and I want to see a return on it. So enough of that. Let's go to this next topic. So we're going to leave, at least at this point, we're leaving online voice marketing, that audio streaming technology. We're going to go to something that's not really new. I mean, webinars aren't new. Teleconferences aren't new. Look at today. Those aren't new ideas. But what we're trying to look like you every day. I'm trying to look at how to use it differently to upgrade and turn it in more of a lead generation system. So look in with the webinar. We're doing these webinars with realtors, and here's the thought behind this. If I wanted to reach the potential of 300 prospects a month, and I started from zero, I'd have to go find or talk to or have 300 closed clients right off the bat, or meet 300 new people, or I could find three realtors that have 100 closed clients. And I'd still pick up my 300. So because of my, because I like to accelerate things, I'd rather find the three realtors with 100 closed clients and start with that to pick up the possibility of creating more inbound marketing and more leads through the webinars. So, and we're using it, by the way, this technology and the technology. I mean, what is it? Webinar.com, go to webinar, go to media. I mean, it's not new. What I'm adding to it is I need to get these 300 prospects. Why? Because the market says I have to. It takes a village to get a loan done. I already know that. I mean, with everything going on, I need more prospects. So that's one of the reasons that I do that alone. So we're using the concept of webinar marketing with my realtor to attract realtors, number one, and buyer prospects, number two. So here's the step. I'm not going to go into how to do a webinar. You got that. Go to meeting, go to webinar. That part's easy. I just got to figure out, how do I get all these prospects on the phone? See, I need 300 prospects. I need to build my opt-in database marketing, my database to market to. That's really the key. So you can explore, if this strikes you, you can explore the vendor. I'm just going to give you the steps. So first of all, I find a realtor's website that has a free report that sounds interesting. That's a good topic. How do you do that? I look at realtor websites all the time, just like you. I get the Real Estate Magazine, all these books at the grocery store. And when I find a realtor's website that says, and most of these reports are, they're just off the shelf, but that if I see a report that's got a good topic, I call the realtor and I ask them if I can interview them on a webinar that I'm doing for my clients. Now, first of all, come on. Of course they want to be interviewed. Now, I want you to follow the – now, by the way, they can also – they can either – I want to interview you. By the way, I got a copy of your report. Interesting. It was very good. Thank you for sharing that information. I'm in the mortgage business. I do webinar marketing. I'd like to have you as a guest on my webinar to do an interview with. Now, it could also be on your radio show. We're just starting our own media talk radio. Well, there's some technology I'm not going to talk about today, but that's also another free service. And if you've looked at Blog Talk Radio before and you went, oh, I don't know about that, just think about this. I called the realtor and said, I want to interview you on my radio show Thursday at whatever, or I'd like to interview you at my webinar. Now, have them. So if they say, well, sure, that'd be great. You know, and by the way, what's the purpose? The purpose is I bring out topical information to my callers. Mine's a radio talk show, magazine format, or my webinar to my clients. That's why I do it. So you might get something out of it. Who knows? But now the key is once they agree to do it, now is where the marketing starts. I ask them if they would be willing to market it to their closed clients, number one. First of all, how many closed clients do you have? How many prospects? How many people in your database? Do you get that? I want the realtor to start marketing for me. But I can't just call them and say, hey, would you market to all your people? I'm really a good loan officer. No, I want to interview on my radio show or whatever. I want you to put it on your Facebook account. I want you to send it to your clients and let them know that you're going to be on the radio or that you're going to be part of a webinar. And by the way, it's got to be a pretty good topic. That's coming up at whenever it's going to be. Now, I supply the link to register because I'm sure you're starting to follow this. For those that want to, that would like to join in, they just register, and we either send them the link to how to get into the radio show, how do they join the webinar. So what we're building here, think about it, I'm building another opt-in database for future marketing based on this realtor's prospects. All right, if I got the right realtor, think about it. What if they've got 400 prospects? Okay. So first of all, I give them the link. We do the registration. I use an autoresponder to confirm the reservation. Think about it. This is all automated. This is, once this is set up, there's no time involved. It's low maintenance. So they get a confirmation, and now I have an opt-in list for future marketing. So what do you ask the realtor? The interview questions are right off their report. I tell the realtor what I'm going to ask you. That report was really good. Those four things that you brought up, how about if I just ask you a question on those four things? So the webinar really begins to build, it begins to build trust. I think it has a sense of credibility. It begins to develop interest as well, desire, and action. So when somebody says, oh, I don't even know how to use webinars, the first thing I think of is, no, I know, I got an idea. How about you doing a webinar with a realtor to build your opt-in database for future marketing? That's just a concept. And again, I want three realtors to get my 300 people rather than to go find 300 people. So I also think there's another reason for this, and that is it begins to make you stand out. How many times we're looking for ways to become a resource for our realtor, to bring value. We throw those words around a lot, but you see, I don't have to make any guarantees. We're going to get all this business out of doing this together. Again, low maintenance. It's all online. It's very easily done. The webinar could be an archived. I mean, there's so many ways that you can create this, but the key is there's a bigger message. When the realtor says, yeah, I hadn't really heard of you. What are you? Well, by the way, what I'm doing, I'm a marketing guru. That's all I do is I help my realtors and myself build our business through co-marketing, co-branding, and some of these ideas. So it's easier to bring up that conversation after you've already introduced one of your strategies, and that could be this. And that's one right off the bat. I could also say to them right in that moment, you know, I was also interested when I went to your website. There was no audio technology using any streaming or online voice marketing. Huh? What do you mean? See, I don't mean that. What do you mean? I'm sure that's not a new concept. All right. But how many of them don't use it? They don't know how to use it. They don't have time to use it. They don't want to learn how to use it. Well, I'll show you how to do it real easy, as long as you and I can agree to do some business together. So let's leave that. Again, the vendor, I don't really care. It's the strategy I want you to consider to create that, again, to build your future marketing, passive marketing, to a higher level. All right, couple of ideas now on this is a hot topic. I've got lots of this going on right now, and that's dedicated single property websites. Now, again, when I talk about this for a minute, it's not that this is a brand new idea. What it is, and it's not that some of these features that we're using aren't available to realtors, but they're not available to them through one source, just like me. They have to go to other sources. So I like dedicated single property websites. Why? Well, first of all, 90% of all home searches start and begin online. Every realtor knows that. Where most of their listings go is to realtor.com, Zillow, Trulia, all those things. And they get lost. There's how many million homes on realtor.com? I mean, it's in there. You've got this beautiful virtual tour, but it sort of gets lost. So I like and promote heavily to realtors every single week single property dedicated websites. And I can tell you that it's not that they don't go, huh, I've never heard of that. Well, some do. But my question is always, why don't you have one in front of the house? Why doesn't it have that information as well? So that's one reason. We're using this with realtors as well as for sale by owners. And it's the features that is easily presented to the realtor where they can see they can't live without this. I can make a case right now. Give me 10 realtors. I guarantee you that if they don't have this, I'll get all 10. Once they see what you can provide, and remember, you're a resource. They don't need a loan originator. They don't need a loan officer. In this market, they need help. And you and me, I need more swings, all right? I need more opportunity. So some of the features and there's more than one vendor again, I go for right price, affordable, easy, profitable. It's got unlimited pictures. And within about, I'd say at the most, within 10 minutes, you could be the absolute expert on single property websites, where you could sit with a realtor or an office, which is even better. Listings are pretty abundant today. And you could bring a presentation where they would go, wow, I don't know why I don't have one of those. Well, good, let's meet and I'll show you how to do it. In fact, I'll even set it up for you, because I can do it online very simply. So it's got unlimited pictures of the property. It's got video clips. I mean, it's like it is a killer marketing piece for the realtor's listing. Helps him actually keep listings and actually get more listings. But it's got virtual tour, video clips, aerial view maps. It's got a financing page. Oh, by the way, I wonder who's on the financing page. That would be you. It's got several calculators to choose from, community demographics, where's the nearest grocery store, what about the schools? I mean, it's just like they would have maybe on their listing at realtor.com website. Does that make a lot of the same information? It prints open house flyers. Oh, by the way, you're on the open house flyer. Why? You're encrypted in there because you're the one that's providing this. It has property flyers printed automatically. Those would be the flyers that they have maybe inside the home, sitting in the kitchen sink. It's got the open house flyers. It's got the take one box flyers for the front. Remember, you're on all of this information. Also has the ability for text marketing. You can let your realtor know that today 25% of all home buyers use the telephone for a home search. That's amazing, especially with first-time home buyers. Average age is 30. They like texting. So I could also let the realtor know, I see you've got a home that's in the 190 range. That's really going to be a great opportunity for a first-time home buyer. Why don't I show you how we can set up some text marketing along with the single property website at the same time? It's for me, it's way better than call capture. It's almost, call capture is okay, but this is instant messaging, and it's free with the single property website. It comes with the texting information, the phone number, and here's the text. Better than that, if somebody does text, it's got a virtual website. They can click to see it. They can click to see you. All of that is right available as they're sitting in front of the house on their telephone. Oh, by the way, you get an alert as well as the realtor gets an alert that somebody just viewed their property. That helps in lots of different ways. Helps the realtor substantiate to the seller that they may have an overpriced list. Anyway, I'm not going to beat that up. The listing automatically gets downloaded automatically to Realtor.com and Zillow and Trulia and Google and Craigslist. You press a button, just press a button for a classified ad in all of those. The classified ad goes right to Craigslist from just a press of a button on there. For me, it's the ultimate, I mean, think about it, it's the ultimate lead capture machine. And again, there's listings everywhere. What if you had 10 of these? By the way, what else you want to offer a for sale by owner? You know, I'm going to offer you a single property website that could really help generate more traffic to your property. See, that's a marketing strategy for that for sale by owner. For the realtor, it creates, again, the possibility for the unbreakable alliance with the I would suggest that you charge a realtor, by the way, this is a compliance thing, but I'm a compliance guy. I would suggest that you probably charge the realtor 50 cents a listing just so that you're RESPA compliant. That's enough said. Just to be RESPA, I'm going to charge him 50 cents, maybe a quarter or something, you know, so I can say, no, he's paying for it. But the key is when you look at all of that, and remember, most agents have the capability of getting unlimited pictures, virtual tour, open house flyers, text marketing, download ads in web, Craigslist. They have all of that, but what they don't have is all from one source. And see, you're the one source. All they need to do is give you the information on the property. And the pictures, by the way, can be taken with a real inexpensive digital camera. These pictures come out amazing. So I want you to take a look at and remember the benefit. See, it's not just offering. I'd like to offer an automated, dedicated, single property website on all your listings. Well, okay, that sounds nice. It's the benefit that has to be attached to that, to the realtor. And the benefits are to generate more listings, number one. When they go to take a listing presentation and they bring this presentation, which is available, it's going to help generate more listings, attract more buyers. That's what we're all about, and keep the listings that they have, and I think part of it is that. So postlets, which I've given you before, see, this might be one of those times you hear something 10 times and you finally go, you know what, I got to look at this. Postlets is the one we use for sale by owners, and again, it's free. You could create, I mean, when you look at this and create one, do one on your own house, and you'll go, oh, my God, I could do that for free for sale by owner? Yeah. Why wouldn't you? Again, when you need more passive lead generation strategies, that's just one of them, and that's P-O-S-T-L-E-T-S. I'm going to give Josh this, by the way. And the one we're using for the single property website for the realtor is called ePropertySites. Sites. And again, if you look at ePropertySites, Sites, you'll go through in about 5 or 7, 10 minutes at the most, go, this is the coolest thing going. I've got to take this to the realtors either that I know, ones that I don't. The ones that you're calling for their potential guest on your radio show or your webinar guest. You could also bring up. You've just got so many ways to market this. And in a market that we're in today, I go back to, I'm not doing this to take me away from having to go out and do all those other things that we do in active marketing. I just need more of these poles in the water. Think about it. Of all the things that we've already talked about in the past, putting some of these in the water, I've got 10 realtors with single property websites. I've got 10 for sale by owners. They also use my sign. They're using text marketing. I got a shot, and that's all I'm looking for is to upgrade or increase just a shot, and I think it starts with that. A couple of updates now for – now, remember, using single property website, they'll automatically have an ad uploaded to Craigslist and plenty of other classified sections. But also, I want to give you, only because we've talked about this before, I want to give you two quick new ads that we're running in Craigslist that are starting to gain some momentum. And all that means is I've had a few of the loan officers and realtors that are running these ads let me know that, yeah, they're starting to work as far as a return. So if, first of all, if it's for properties for rent, we've also talked about that. I just want you to add a couple of – I want you to consider, and we've also said we put it under property for rent because they're moving. They're going to go put first and last month's rent down. We might be able to get them a house. But we found some words that are starting to attract more inbound calls. One of the words is wholesale. Why buy retail? Click for a list of homes or a report. We take them to a landing page. It's great for first-time homebuyers. Maybe you take them to your first-time homebuyer website. Remember, you could get one free. If you told me, Bill, my strategy is I'm going after first-time homebuyers, I'd say, great. Well, then first thing I'd do is create a first-time homebuyer website. Get that going and load it up with some things that make sense to that. Now, we're also adding – we're adding a line that says no payments for 6 months or no payments 3 months. $100 down, payments under $850 a month, no payments for 3 or 6 months. Well, where do you get that from? Pretty simple. All these realtors I'm talking about, it just comes to the question of how many months does your seller want to pay for? You know, he wants to really sell his house, but it kind of now has five on the same street. Maybe we need to add a little bit in there to make his house stand out more. Maybe he'd pay 3 months payments. You know, they're going to be $1,200. That's 30, blah, blah, blah. You know, it, rather than reduce his price $10,000, why doesn't he just offer to pick up three payments? Now, I want you to dream that up a little bit. All right. Talk to your realtor about that. Nobody is really looking at this in the way that I do. I just want more people to call. See, it's curiosity again. And it gives you an opportunity to talk to your realtors that have listings. How's the activity been? How's the showings been? How are the open houses? And when you see the opening, you have such a great opportunity to talk about now that you could talk about your property websites and the rest. Now, for homes for sale, we're also experimenting, even though I said it's crowded on the homes for sale, doing things like why pay retail, big list of homes available for pennies on the dollar. For $100 down, call for your free report or click here. See again, it's that curiosity factor. So again, homes available for pennies on the dollar for under $100 down, free report, click here, and it takes them right to your landing page and blah blah blah. You have another opt-in opportunity to build and make a contact. Now, just so you know, those are illegal to run those ads on Craigslist. You're not allowed to run the Craigslist is for things for sale. So they'll probably delete those. You know how you run an ad on Craigslist and you get the you have 10 ads running, let's say, and you get that little report and a bunch of them show up in pink and you know they were deleted. So once they find these, they'll delete them. I don't need them on there forever. But based on our calls in the past, all you have to do is turn that ad into a PDF file, cut and paste, put it on there, and their spiders won't pick up your ad and it will stay. But if they do, just so you know, don't go, well, Sparkman said we could do it. It's not illegal. It's just they only want ads on Craigslist things for sale. Here you're kind of offering a report or information or education. So kind of consider that strategy that we've talked about in the past. Two last things, and we'll get on with the end of the first quarter here, if you can believe it. Yeah, first quarter is just about over, about another 4 or 5 days. The I mentioned before the voice broadcasting. The only reason I bring it up here is it's that automation, again, to talk to your referral partner and your referral partner about. And again, at 12 cents a message, I could call 100 expired listings today. How many can my realtor call? Five? Four? Until they get burned out? So voice broadcasting becomes another sales tool that fits into the automation strategy, but it's a bigger conversation. It's not a new idea, remember. Voice broadcast, I've been doing that forever. I know, 12 cents a piece, you do the thing. But now how do you use that, again, to attract your audience? When I bring this up to realtors, I'd say 8 out of 10, 7 out of 10. Let's just say 70% of the realtors that I bring this up to, I had about 240 last week, realtors, Coldwell Banker, all of their coal company came. They were like, so how does that work? I'm telling you, just because you and I know this, doesn't mean that you can't stand out by bringing some of these concepts up. And the big one was expired listings. I said, what if you called 100 of them today? Do you think you might even get lucky? And then talk about some of these ideas that you've got. So, again, it just becomes a way for them to actually contact more people. So it's not just, hey, voice broadcasting, let's send it to all of our closed clients, which is fine. I'm all for it. But maybe there's other ways to utilize the technology to build a relationship with your referral partner. That's kind of like this, learning the product first, and then now how do we use that product? 8 cents a copy at Kinko's. We are making copies of what we call mini applications. Now, we're not going to go into the whole Reg Z and all the rest of it, but right now I want to give you a passive 8 cents marketing idea that works 24/7. And that is just this. Now, by the way, you got to have to sell this. This isn't something that you just go pass around. You actually sell this concept. Why would a realtor want to have a copy of your little mini application with this great big fax number on the side? And I think you have to sell the benefit of passive marketing, having these mini apps at their open houses. We're using them for builders. We're using them for realtors, open houses. All it is solidifying something that you've already told realtors in the past and builders that they already know, that they better figure out a way to get somebody pre-approved quickly so that they know where they should shop, and now we're just giving them a tool to use. I promise you, you put enough of these little mini apps out with the right realtor at open houses, the right builder, and then solidify your benefit statement. Why would we want this? Well, it first of all starts to illuminate the commitment level of a buyer. If a buyer is looking at open house and they're really interested and they don't even want to fill one of these in and just fax it over, then right off the bat, the realtor has a clue, number one. So this little mini app, and again, it's just that. Remember, to execute the good faith estimate today, one of the biggest changes is you can't execute it anymore with a property to be determined. We're using that acronym PENCIL to try to figure out when we have to execute the good faith. P is for property address. So if you don't have a property address, if they're still looking for homes, we don't have to execute the good faith. You need to have a property address. E is for estimated value. N is name. C is credit. That means you got to have their social and a bureau. I stands for income docs. Loans get approved on what you told me, and they get declined on what you showed me. And then L is for loan amount. So given that, I can use these. I mean, you're using these little mini apps, and it just becomes another, if nothing else, in that conversation that you're having with your realtor, what makes you different, and what is it that you can bring to our group or to me, it makes that story even a bit more solid, and I think that's what we're looking for. I want you to stand out. I'm not trying to make you the technical king of the world, but I want you to be able to stand out because everything we said today has one common theme. It's to grow your business, and it's to use another tool, not the tool, but another tool. And I think we have to keep it in the right perspective. But I want you to blow some minds. I'm not any more smart than you are. You guys are probably way smarter than me. But when I get up in front of realtors, one of the reasons I do is I like trying stuff out. And I can just tell you where the heads turn and their pencils start writing. And these items we talked about today, I promise you, single property websites. Right there, that's got to make this call today for you, your investment of time, worthwhile, just looking at that alone. And, of course, you get another opportunity to meet Josh, and what a great guy he is. But clearly, you've got some great tools to begin to see if there's any that fit your style and today, and if they can get you a little bit more out of the box. So, in summary, any of the websites, these are all tools, and again, I'm not selling any. You won't see them. I don't sell any of this. These are things that I want to share with you to help you generate and grow your business, number one. So I'll send all those to Josh. If you want any of these things, it's just going to be easier. You can get them all from that. I'll just list all those. And I know you can't do everything we talked about today, but I'm sure you can do one thing. And that one thing is probably the most important thing that you can execute today. If you haven't got my e-tip, remember to just go to BillSparkmanTheCoach.com, sign up for a free e-tip on Fridays, and that would be an honor. And one way you can say thanks to Josh always for hooking us up is to keep exploring his products, because he's definitely on the cutting edge. And once again, it's been an honor. Make it a productive week, and I'll look forward to talking to all of you again soon. Josh?
Bill, thanks for the great information. Everyone, thanks for dialing in today. Remember, we're the Ibis Group. To meet productive realtors in your local market, visit www.theibisnet.com. And until our new website is finished, to get more information on our networking suite, send an email to networkingsuite, SUITE, at theibisnet.com. Thanks again.